Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold. Welcome to our special Adventures in Odyssey presentation of Darien's Rise. Previously, Whit read a surprising manuscript that told the story of a young pair of siblings, Kyle and Anna, who found themselves in a strange world called Maris. There, the children had special powers. Kyle protected a young general named Darien.
He's my guardian angel.
While Anna found that she had visions of the future.
She's been called by the Unseen One. She'd had many dreams like that because she is a voice for him.
Darien was on the run from King Lawrence, who envied his popularity.
What will it take to get rid of Darien?
King Lawrence repented of his relentless pursuit of Darien. Kyle, Anna, and Darien debated their future.
As if you can keep hiding all those people following you now.
500 who are going crazy sitting around while every able-bodied man is at war with the Palatians.
I've heard some of the men say that you should join the war.
I wish we could, but I don't trust General Little or his men. They would murder us on the battlefield and then blame the Palatians. No, it's too risky.
And now, part 8 of Darien's Rise.
General, a baron from Adria has come to speak with you. He and his servants waited for you all day yesterday. They said they wouldn't leave until they have a chance to talk to you.
Where are they?
The Lion's Head Inn over in the town of Crawley.
Are they safe?
Yes, we searched them thoroughly, and we'll do so again before you meet with them.
All right. Let me clean up for my journey and I'll talk to them. Anna, is this the answer you spoke of?
I'm not sure.
You and Kyle get cleaned up too. I wouldn't dare meet the Baron without my prophet and my guardian angel.
General Darien, thank you for meeting with me. I am, of course, Baron Oxy.
I recognized you instantly. Your reputation is known by everyone.
You're too kind. And these children?
Friends of mine, who I keep close by my side.
I see. Well, we need to discuss a matter of business. Sit down, everyone.
Sure.
Well, as you know, I'm a man with many friends and many enemies. My wealth intimidates some, and my work in, well, shall we say, negotiations with certain parties annoys others.
Mm-hmm. In other words, there are people who hate you or love you because you'll do anything for money.
Yes, yes, precisely. Straight to the point. Score one for you, General.
What can I do for you, then?
I want to hire you.
I beg your pardon?
The war between your country and the Palatians is a nasty affair. Frankly, I don't feel safe anymore. I want to hire you and your men to be my bodyguards. I want you to help protect my interests. You'll be my own personal army as such. In exchange, you'll be well looked after. Your people will have even better accommodations than you have here. Imagine living in houses rather than tents on a hillside. Gas, plumbing, proper sewage.
I'll have to give it some thought, Baron.
Oh, yes, yes. Consult with your officers.
May we meet again tomorrow morning?
I'd be delighted. Until tomorrow.
Well, General, check the grapevine. Find out what the Baron's really up to.
You don't trust the Baron?
Baron Orxy is a mercenary who'll greet you with one hand and stab you in the back with the other. But it's possible that we can suit our own purposes while trying to suit his.
General, I bumped into an old friend while you were meeting with the Baron.
Oh?
You may remember the Rat.
Don't tell me he's still around.
Yes. Would you like to see him?
You've paid him.
Yes, General.
Well, then bring him over.
Yes, sir.
The Rat?
So named because he looks like one and behaves like one. Watch.
General, the Rat.
General?
Rat. Sit down.
I'd rather stand if you don't mind. I get fidgety sitting down.
Mm-hmm. I understand Colonel Oliver is taking care of you, and you have some useful information for me.
Oh, yes. I have it from reliable sources that the Baron's offer to you is a good one. He can and will provide you with an entire town in which to live. It's called Liza, just inside the Adrian border. What he wants from you is to see that he is kept safe and that shipments of his product arrive safely to market.
What product?
This is where it gets most interesting. The Baron is a partner in a firm that has created the parts for a new long-range cannon. It shoots farther than anything in existence, up to 300 yards farther. But the Adrians don't have the internal stability or the factories to build the cannons themselves. That is why they must be delivered.
Delivered to whom?
Monrovia.
Monrovia?
Yes, they assemble the Baron's cannon parts with their own.
Why is Monrovia interested in this cannon? I mean, they're not at war with anyone.
They're not at war now, but they might be one day.
All right, out with it. You know something else.
Well, I have it from another good source that the Monrovians are going to sell the assembled cannons to the Palatians.
Mm-hmm, I see. With that kind of firepower, the Palatians could defeat our armies in a matter of weeks.
And in exchange for the cannons, the Palatians will give the Monrovians part of your territories.
Carve us into little pieces. Is that what they have in mind?
Likely.
Does the Baron know about this?
There is little the Baron doesn't know.
Is it possible he wants me to be his bodyguard to get me out of the way? I mean, he knows I'll do anything to help our army if the war turns against them. Maybe he wants to neutralize me.
Wouldn't you, if you were in his position?
Unless he has something else up his sleeve.
Well, that is always possible, but I am not knowledgeable enough to say.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rat. Keep us informed if you learn any more.
Of course, General.
Come along, Rat.
Oh, that's a disgusting man.
Apart from that, what do you think of what he said?
Sounds like a lot of double-crossing. It's like you can't trust anybody around here.
You can't. Maris is surrounded by countries that want our land. Allegiances change almost as quickly as the weather.
Then what are you going to do?
Perhaps we can play both sides for a while.
How?
We'll give safe delivery of the cannon parts to Monrovia so the Baron will get his money. That's what he's paying us to do.
What good is that? Then the Monrovians will build the cannons and send them to the Palatians.
Yes, and how do you suppose they'll get the cannons to the Palatians? All right, look at this map. They have to take them south through Gothard, which Prince Edwin will never allow since he is our ally. Or, more likely, they'll transport them by train to the west of Gothard. That's wide open wilderness. Anything can happen to those poor trains on the way.
You'll sabotage the train tracks?
Well,
you know they'll figure it out eventually.
Maybe they will. But in the meantime, we'll find the plans to that cannon and give them to our own experts. That'll even things out a little, don't you think?
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Jay and Buddy make an incredible find.
Jay, we discovered Bigfoot's nest!
And your research had to point out that Bigfoot doesn't exist, right?
You know, a picture of a real Bigfoot nest would probably be worth a lot of money.
Did you say money?
Two boys running around the woods in the middle of the night searching for Bigfoot's nest. And one of those boys is Jay. What could go wrong? Find out this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
For nearly 3 months, the plan worked just as Darian had hoped. While he and his army gave safe conduct to the Baron's supply from Adria to Monrovia, a team of his guerrilla fighters blasted the living daylights out of the railway lines west of Gothard. The Monrovians switched their transportation from trains to trucks and even horse-drawn wagons, but the result was the same. No matter how they tried to smuggle the cannons through, Darian's fighters thwarted them. One night, in a daring raid, Darian broke into the plant where the Monrovians built the cannons. The designs for the cannons were kept in a safe in the president's office. The Rat, who was also skilled as a safecracker, got the safe open. Darian photographed the designs and then crept away without anyone knowing they had been there. Darian had them delivered anonymously to General Little's weaponry office. And in those 3 months, Kyle and Anna lived with Darian's army in the town of Liza. It was a mining town near the desert, barren and boring, but it had a hotel, which Darian used as his headquarters, and rooms he allowed Kyle and Anna to stay in. He also insisted that they receive lessons from a tutor. He saw no reason for them to become ignorant just because they weren't in their own world. This didn't go over very well, at least not with Kyle.
If I have to go to school and do homework, then I may as well be back home. In fact, I don't know why we're here. I don't get that feeling anymore. Anna, are you listening to me?
What? Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're reading those sacred scrolls again. What's going on with you? You read all the time, or you're always walking around alone. Don't you get bored, silly?
No, I like it here.
Aren't you worried about Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa? You sure were 3 months ago.
Well, sure, but the Unseen One will work it all out.
I don't think the Unseen One cares about us anymore.
Kyle!
What?
You're only upset because Darian hasn't needed you. You don't feel special now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. But I've been reading the sacred scrolls and... Well, being chosen doesn't mean doing exciting things all the time. It doesn't mean we're always being used by the Unseen One. Sometimes it means waiting and being patient.
Don't preach at me.
I don't mean to preach. But you shouldn't let this dry spell shake your faith.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You get those dreams and visions all the time. If the Unseen One gave me dreams and visions, I'd believe too.
I haven't had those dreams in a long time. But I don't need to have them to believe.
Well, maybe I do.
Then you're believing in the wrong thing.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm going for a walk.
Ah.
What? Who's there?
It is Rat. My apologies. What ails you?
Nothing.
I see you sitting here alone, and I think to myself, you are not happy. Then I think that I am the Rat, and able to find things that might make you happy.
You can't find anything that will make me happy. You don't know me.
Don't be so certain, young protector.
Look, I don't have any money. Well, none that you can use.
On the contrary, you have money from your world.
So?
I'm the Rat. I'm supposed to know everything I can about all worlds. I would like to have your money to study.
Then take it. Here. $1.67.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And now I will help you.
How?
You want to go back to your world?
Well, everybody knows that. But the old judge is dead. And there's nobody else who can help us.
The old judge was not the last of his kind. There is another, a woman. She can help you.
Really?
I would not say so unless I was sure. But she is a long way from here, back in Maris. You'll have to journey a day and a half to get to her.
Well, that's not so bad. A day and a half to find out how to get home again? Let's go.
Meet me here in an hour.
When it comes to your kids, wouldn't it be great to find a place where they can have safe, fun, imaginative adventures? All just a click away?
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club is a perfect place for kids ages 8 to 12 to access trusted, faith-building entertainment through a safe online club.
Want to join our group, Rose?
Oh, I'd love to.
You'll have access to almost the entire library of Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive monthly episodes and content available to club members only.
This special club episode you're about to hear tells the
plus,
true story.
Plus, you'll get a monthly subscription to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, filled with exciting stories, jokes, puzzles, and crafts. It's faith-filled, family-friendly, kid-approved.
And thank you for supporting the Odyssey Middle School Drama Club.
Of course.
Sign up for the Adventures in Odyssey Club in just minutes at aioclub.org/radio.
Chess is a remarkable game, a game of perilous moves and countermoves, with each step designed to attack, lure, trap, and ultimately destroy your adversary. A game of skill, intelligence, cleverness, ruthlessness, and a game of surprises. You may think you know the story of Dr. Regis Blackard and his worthy adversary, John Avery Whittaker, but what if you don't? What if there's more to the story, much more than anyone ever realized? And what if Blackard and Whittaker knew it all along? Yes, chess is a remarkable game. A game of strategy, a game of war, a game of life and death. Let the game begin.
Discover the Blackard Chronicles book series from Focus on the Family Publishing, based on stories from the hit audio drama series Adventures in Odyssey, available at focusonthefamily.com/store and Christian bookstores.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
General Darien, I found Anna, but not Kyle.
Where is he?
He's gone.
Gone?
I found a note on his desk. He wrote that he went off to find someone who will help us get home.
What? Oh, that boy.
I'm worried.
I don't have time to think about it now. We'll have to start the meeting without him. Is everyone else here?
All of your officers, sir. And a few advisors.
Good. Thank you all for coming on such short notice. I have important news. The war with the Palatians is deadlocked. The Palatians are fed up.
Does that mean they're ready to surrender?
No. They're ready to conquer. The Baron and I met earlier this evening, which is why I've asked him to join us now. Baron.
Thank you, General. The Palatians are calling in all debts from the nations who are friendly to them. As of midnight tonight, the Monrovians are going to join the war on the side of Palatia.
Traitors!
It's worse than that. Many of the leaders of the Adrian tribes are ready to side with Monrovia and Palatia as well.
Even the Baron?
Go on, Baron.
I despise this kind of thing. I have to confess, I prefer neutrality. It makes for better business. But the Adrian leaders are putting a lot of pressure on me to swear allegiance to Palatia.
Where will that put us, Baron?
To speak bluntly, the leaders of Adria don't trust you. They suspect that you've had something to do with all those nasty explosions on the railway lines. Imagine that. They believe that you actively thwarted the delivery of the cannons to the Palatians. Naturally, it's none of my business, since the parts I'd promised to them were delivered. Now, however, they're forcing me to be involved. They want me to make a decision. And by forcing me to make a decision, they're forcing you to make a decision.
What kind of decision?
Whether you're going to stay here and behave yourselves, or whether you're going to side with your countrymen. One will ensure that you live in peace. The other will put you at risk as enemies of our allies. I've been told to offer you a deal, though.
What kind of deal?
Everyone knows of the conflict between King Lawrence and General Darien. It's also well known that General Darien will likely win out as your next ruler. Side with the Palatians and you'll be given a significantly large portion of Maris's northern territories. General Darien will be installed as your king. This the Palatians promise to you if they're victorious.
You're suggesting we betray our country?
Actually, I'm suggesting that you become your country. Or a new version of it. You have until tomorrow to decide.
That night, a dream took Anna by surprise. She hadn't had one in such a long time, and had resigned herself to the idea that she may never have one again. But there it was, more vivid and real than any she'd ever had before. And it came not while she slept, but while she took a walk on the edge of the desert. In the dream, she saw King Lawrence. He was thin and wild-eyed, pacing with his hands clasped behind his back in what looked like a tent. General Little stood nearby, a dark and sour expression on his face.
Well, sire?
I don't know.
How can I know?
Sire, a decision, orders to attack.
What?
Anything would be helpful at this time. In just a few hours, we'll have not one, but three enemies to contend with. What do you want us to do?
If the old judge were here, he'd know. He would tell me what to do. Why did he desert me?
Because he's dead, sire. That's what happens to people. They die. We'll die, too, if you don't make a decision soon.
No. That is where you're wrong, General. He's not dead. He's around here somewhere. We just have to pick up the phone and give him a call. Of course. Why didn't I think of it before?
Think of what, sire?
I want our armies to stay right where they are for the time being, until I return.
Return? Return from where?
Well, there's a woman. I don't remember her name. She has the power. We'll visit her, and she'll tell us what to do. She lives near Dor, a village called something in stone. I can find her if we go there.
You're going to leave your troops now.
Come.
Sire, with all due respect, if they see you leave, they'll panic.
Oh, no, they won't see me leave. We'll disguise ourselves. That's what we'll do. We'll disguise ourselves, go to the woman, then come back. Just tell the men that we're in conference and can't be disturbed.
Sire, please.
No, stop contradicting me. We have to go. We have no hope of winning if we don't go.
Anna woke up, shivering in the desert. The sun was coming up. She'd been gone the entire night. Rousing herself, she made her way back to Darian's headquarters. Colonel Oliver showed her in.
Anna, I was wondering about you. Any sign of Kyle?
No.
Oh, he picked the wrong time to run away. Look, I'm trying to make a decision about the Baron's offer. I have been praying the entire night. Have you had any dreams? Anything to give me insight?
Well, I dreamt about King Lawrence.
Did you?
He's panicked. He decided to visit some woman who he thinks will tell him what to do, like the old judge did.
I don't know how that helps me. Though, your dream may be the confirmation of my decision. The king is obviously losing his grip. He's not capable of fighting the combined allied armies. He needs our help.
That may not be the message at all. Maybe it means to stay away. Maybe you should wait until...
Until what, Anna? Until the Palatians have conquered our country? Or do you want me to wait until Kyle comes back? I can't do that. Whatever we do, we have to do quickly, right now.
I understand.
I've decided that we won't stay here. All of the civilians will go back to where we camped in the Territory of Peace. You'll be as safe there as anywhere.
You're sending me away?
For your own safety. My army will go south to fight alongside the royal army. We have to help them in their battle against the Palatians. It'll be a massacre otherwise.
What if King Lawrence has you arrested, or you're killed?
Then we've all been terribly misled, and the Unseen One didn't really choose me to be king. Come in.
Darian, I have news about Kyle.
Where is he?
He and the rat took a night train from Lysa.
He's with the rat? Oh, that's trouble. A night train to where?
According to the Ticketmaster, they bought tickets for Dor.
Dor? Why would he go back there?
I have no idea.
Dor? Wait. I just remembered. In my dream. That's where King Lawrence was going. Oh, but not Dor. He was going to a woman at, Wallet and Stone! Anastasia!
Anastasia? The old woman who helped you? She's an old witch. What's the king thinking?
Oh, what is Kyle thinking?
And so ends part 8 of Passages, Darian's Rise. Be sure to tune in next week for the finale in part 9. To find out more about Passages or hear a preview of our next show, visit our website at witsend.org. If you ever want to write to us, our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Passages, Darien's Rise, was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designers were Jonathan Crow, Christopher Deal, and Gap Digital. Music by John Campbell. I'm Dave Arnold, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.